Welcome to the weekend wrap up. It's your boy Rafi. This week, I really just want to focus on one thing, and that is Aaron Singerman and PJ Braun pleading guilty to conspiracy to sell anabolic steroids and unlawful supplements, which now has them facing up to 13 years in prison. Wild shit. Let's get into it.
Yeah, buddy. It's on now.
Before I get into that, a couple things. Wrap ups are now going to be on Sundays. My Monday through Friday is pretty tight with my work schedule, like 2 to 12. So it's like if I have to blow my morning with something like getting new tires like I had to do last week, my entire day gets pretty much shot to hell, even worse if I actually make it to the gym that day. So this just gives me an extra day to put stuff together in case my week goes to shit. Second and last thing, while we're on the topic of controlled substances, the Iron Tank podcast with special guest Mass Maddox got postponed to this coming Saturday. Had a lot of great questions come in for the Roy Daddy, but if you missed out, you got a couple extra days to submit questions to the CEO of Jawline. Now let's talk about the CEOs that are in deep shit. So Aaron Singerman, current CEO of well-known sup brand Redcon One, and PJ Braun, the current CEO of Blackstone Labs, who would have thought that products called Angel Dust and Super DMZ would turn out to be steroids? A couple days ago, Aaron and PJ were among the parties that pled guilty to conspiracy to distribute controlled substances and selling unapproved new drugs. Blackstone Labs LLC pleaded guilty to those charges and one count of conspiracy to defraud the FDA, commit mail fraud, and commit wire fraud. Pretty serious stuff. Now, the charges have nothing to do with Redcon 1, just against Blackstone Labs. But what I didn't know before is that PJ and Aaron Singerman actually started Blackstone Labs together in 2012. Following information is mostly from the Men's Journal article on Blackstone Labs. The article itself is important, and I'll explain why later. So through the years, PJ and Aaron made millions of dollars because their supplements worked and people wanted them. When I was in high school, I knew a couple people that were taking DMZ. I don't know if it's actually from Blackstone Labs or not, but that shit worked. The gains you could make on DMZ were astronomical. You should have seen the size of these guys' arms. And now we know why. So Super DMZ, Blackstone's product that contains dimethazine and methylstenbolone, is the product that essentially started Blackstone Labs in 2012. They sold 7,000 units and never looked back. But that became a problem in 2014 when the FDA put stricter rules on prohormones. The new rules didn't happen because of anything that Blackstone Labs did. It was because of their supplier, Myra Health Products. In 2013, right before the stricter rules, 29 people developed liver disease after taking a vitamin called B50 from Myra. So obviously Myra Health Products was investigated by the FDA, and then in that investigation, they discovered that B50 and a lot of their other products contained prohormones, which is what was causing the liver disease. Now look, in my opinion, there's nothing wrong with prohormones and supplements, whatever, but the problem was that Myra didn't have it on the label. So even if the buyers cared to look at the ingredients, they had no way of knowing what they were taking. So obviously there's a huge problem with that, because when you're messing with things like steroids and prohormones, there are preventative measures and other support supplements that you need to take so that your organs don't give out on you. So in light of all this, the FDA forced Myra to recall their products and then officially ban prohormones in 2014, including the ones that Blackstone Labs was using in Super DMZ. Now, Blackstone Labs didn't immediately stop selling the Super DMZ and apparently released a new product containing prohormones called Methaquat Extreme, but later that year in September, they stopped selling prohormones so that they wouldn't get clapped by the FDA. Now, remember when I said that the Men's Journal article itself was important? This is why.
This is the article that got us raided by the FDA. So Men's Journal did this article on us. We did not want them to run it. They basically made it look like Breaking Bad. It really did. It made it us look like we were freaking cooking stuff in a room, outsmarting the FDA with crazy products and whatnot. We got lawyers involved. We tried to not get them run it. As soon as this came out, we literally got raided the next day. They came in here guns blazing.
After that article in 2017, that's when the FDA agents come in with guns and shit, interviewing people in cars, warrants for people's phones, whole ass raid. At the end of the day, the FDA took around $750,000 in inventory and another $259,000 cash out of Blackstone Labs' main account. Now, at this point, Aaron Singerman had already left to start Redcon One. He left in 2016 after a falling out with PJ. But he still had about, I think about 50% of the company because he started it and was still profiting off of the sales from Blackstone Labs. So I looked at the release from the Office of Public Affairs on the Department of Justice's website, and the biggest issues I think are the distributing controlled substances, which were the DMAA and DMBA, and obviously defrauding the FDA. So here's where they went wrong. So in the supplement industry, it's hard to tell if everything is on the up and up because of the messy production process. that most supplements go through. As a company, you may order from a manufacturer that probably follows the same regulations that you have to, but then that manufacturer might order their ingredients from a manufacturer overseas that has looser regulations, and that complicated web of what's actually in your supplements can get pretty foggy. In this case, PJ and Aaron admitted to controlling a manufacturer that imported raw ingredients from China. And sometimes shit happens, but they couldn't really plead ignorance on that one because they were controlling that manufacturer. They had a direct hand in it. But I think the biggest one is that they falsely represented everything was made in FDA-approved registered facilities that complied with all regulations when they didn't. Aside from whatever the sentencing will actually be, everyone's agreed to forfeit the proceeds from the crimes. PJ Braun forfeiting $3 million, Aaron Singerman $2.9 million, and Blackstone $1 million. Now, something interesting that developed a couple of days ago, you got some people calling Singerman a rat, including some guy who I initially thought was just some loudmouth jerkoff, John Bravo, yelling about how Aaron is a rat. And his character definitely is, but I've seen some of his other work, and he's just a really passionate actor. But anyway, so I listened to figure out why he thought that Aaron was a rat.
So it's not too often that I miss something. But the other day, when I was showing you guys the two documents, PJ Bonner and Singerman, I missed something super important and a key difference between the two. If you look at the sentencing guidelines, Singerman, it turns out, is becoming a rat for the feds. Like Mundo. You know Mundo, the guy who ratted out everybody in this industry?
Apparently, as part of his plea deal, Aaron Singerman agreed to fully cooperate with the government to produce documents, appear at trials, hearings, etc. Mark Lobliner of Tiger Fitness made a YouTube video about it. The guy at Bodybuilding and Bullshit also called him a rat because he agreed to cooperate and also named James Bacuzzi as a co-conspirator, and he's being portrayed as just their number one sales rep, which could be the case, but I have a feeling that it's not that simple, because usually it isn't. But anyway, my thing is here that you got people calling Aaron a rat, saying that he should have kept to the street code, all that shit. And it just made me think of the 13-year-olds that got pissed at 6ix9ine for ratting out gang members, like, couldn't be me, bro, I stayed down. Shut the fuck up. The guy has a family, he has employees that are depending on him, and he owes nothing to anyone in this situation, as far as I know. But, more importantly, if it was a crime where there was a chance of getting out of it, I could understand staying silent, but there's a lot of documented evidence. You're fucked. You're going to prison anyway. Now, look, personally, I think people should be able to take whatever they want. PJ had a quote in that Men's Journal article, which, I mean, I agree with. You know, people can buy cigarettes that are guaranteed to kill you, but with shit like DMAA and steroids are outlawed. But putting FDA-approved labels on illegal substances isn't something that the government is just going to let go. They're going to get their penalty money and make an example out of you. I'm sure we haven't heard the last of this case, but the sentencing is on January 27th, 2022. Guess we'll see what happens. If you made it to the end, got any thoughts? Would you have cut a plea deal, or would you have stayed down? Or is this whole thing horseshit? Let me know. Once again, want to thank you for tuning in, and let's all have a great week. See you next time.